It's the reunion special part two. Bethany is suddenly Luann's publicist, Dorinda is still in denial, and Carol just turned 55. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, knockout.
I feel like we'd all lose
in
a row.
Oh, yeah.
I would scratch, I would pull, I would do anything. I would bite.
You sure would.
I sure would.
You'd Mike Tyson your ass.
It is Wednesday. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. It's a reunion special part two. We have so much to talk about. We've even added a segment. It's called Topics. Tonight is drinking on a reality show, pros and cons. We got a news and gossip section for you. We're going to talk about Carol and Bethany for like ever because it just went on forever. We have a lot to talk about, but first let me introduce you to our full panel. We have a guest panelist coming back. Let's kick it off, Chels.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark-Jones here. Discuss episode two. I'm really tired, and you can tell.
Yeah. This is the first time you've done this, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Are you there, Chelsea? It's me, Zach. Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter.
Yeah, Chelsea, you do look radiant, though. I will. That yellow is a popping. Hey, it's Ronnie Jr. back with the crew.
Yay!
Had to talk a little reunion madness.
Yes.
I'm glad you're back.
Yes, so yes, glad. Fun. Chest hair and all. Yeah,
yes.
Brought it.
Ferocious. It's just a big old bear coming out to play. You guys, we have so much to talk about. It's a continuation. Wow is what I put as the first thing because we open up with Dorinda. She's now she now has a therapist and she talks to her mom, so everything is better.
A therapist that she goes to only once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, she says she can't do once a week. It has to be 1 to 2 times for her to fully commit.
Yeah.
And she talks to her mom. She says she was sober when she broke the glass and told Luann, at least I didn't get a mech shot.
I think she's, like, so, like, drunk all the time that she doesn't even realize when she's sober anymore.
But I can't believe she's defending this.
I can't.
I mean, I don't blame her for, like, not wanting to get sober because that sounds, like, really...
Hard.
Boring.
That's fine. But admit that you were a big bitch.
I mean, I think
she
somewhat did, but she also backtracks on it, where she's like, you know, I didn't really like who I was in the fall, but, like, I'm not going to apologize for the behavior, and I'm owed an apology and all these other things. It's like a half sorry. It's not like a full apology, and, like, she's not fully aware. She's, like, half aware.
Right. And we didn't get if she was saying it because she was drunk or because she wasn't drunk, which would have made it, like you said, a really bitchy comment.
Yeah.
And then
the
other thing I think she's doing is she's hiding behind excuses. Like, I think sometimes people do this where they proactively say, and she said this last episode, oh, I have a trainer now. Oh, I have a therapist now. So she's doing all these things that look in the appearance that there is some type of growth, but it's actually just
aftermath is still there.
I think too it's just like everyone did their whole like pre-reunion powwow to like defend one another, and so it's just it's frustrating when she denies not being drunk at that table at Cartagena. But Ramona was the one that said, you're drunk, and she backtracks on saying it. And it's
she had amnesia all of a sudden.
It's like they all, like, just agreed to, like, make each other look good, except for with Bethany.
You know,
but,
I
like,
think it's all her Ageless by Ramona skincare that's, like, seeping into her skin and, like, killing her brain cells. Maybe that's why it's not
Maybe
on sale.
Maybe the first formula wasn't a go. I don't really get Ramona's amnesia because... She came after her in Puerto Rico. We saw the montage. Frankly, I had forgotten about it. Thank God for these montages.
They were
the episode was
oh
filled with them because we really needed to back up the evidence. A lot of people were saying, I never said this. I didn't act like that. So we needed this stuff to come up, to shove it in the face, to just let that hypocrisy fly and flow. So I really, really do feel like I don't get why Ramona went this route.
And
it's unstrategic, in my opinion.
It is, but it's they're all just trying to cover each other's asses. Like, just defend one another and, you know,
I don't know if I would agree that it was unstrategic or, like, not strategic. I think it was, but, like, I mean, it didn't make sense. It was dumb of her to, like, forget all of a sudden because we all know Ramona doesn't forget anything. She, like, enhances her memory and, like, adds details. But, like, we saw Dorinda start to turn on her in Cartagena when she went there, so I think she was more of like, I'm gonna keep this beast on my team.
But what about now?
Well, and that's why she's
trying to keep the good blood with Dorinda.
But that's why it made it refreshing that Bethany called her out and said, oh, it's because you're trying to have an allegiance with her.
Yeah.
That's all that really was. Yeah. And I'm not saying, you said that you don't think Ramona could forget. I think Ramona also could forget, but I think it also was about that alliance, and I needed Bethany to call her out, and luckily she did.
I was also thinking she wants to stay good with Dorinda because this is all a huge circle of just pointing fingers. I think she doesn't want the heat to come on her about being a drunk because, frankly, they're all drunks. It's a huge game of them calling each other a drunk. Last year we did it to... Oh, we're going to get into it. Our whole topics conversation is about drinking because there's been a lot of hypocrisy throughout the years. We're going to talk about it. We've read your tweets. Yes, please.
They all are drunks, but Dorinda's level of drunkenness, like, turns evil. And so, like, I think that's the difference where it's like, there's, you can be drunk and have fun and, like,
because they said, Bethany, you get drunk too, but she doesn't cuss people out.
She gets
or
naked.
Stab herself.
Yeah, she gets naked or stab herself.
Falls into bushes. Like, Luann, I don't think she should go back to rehab. I think we need.
Luann has been drunk so many times, and everyone knows she's my favorite housewife. I will vouch for her any night of the week. And as many times that she's been drunk on the show, the cop footage is the only incident I've ever seen of her being an angry drunk. She is a fabulous drunk. Yeah. And I would get drunk with her any night of the week. She is amazing. She's an icon.
Well, you can't anymore.
Well, you know what? We all have our bad days, but I'm not gonna go down on her. Well, I'm not. I'm not gonna kick her while she's down. I'm not a fair weather fan. I'm a loyal Lou fan. Lou is the glue.
That's why this reunion is not that good.
Speaking of, they're trying to make a point about John coming to the cabaret show. I feel like this was a whole 5 minutes we could have just went on. What do we think about this whole thing that they were trying to bring up before we really dive into the Lou montage and what we think about Bethany being her publicist and everything else? What do we think about Ramona and the John thing, the cabaret show, and Scott?
Well, I don't blame, like, if you're... Okay, so it was very hypocritical, of course, what Luann actually did. But at the same token, if I'm not good with somebody, I'm not going to extend an olive branch for no reason. It is my show. I don't want to, like, mess up my energies. Like, and because I happen to be really good with Tinsley, and yes, it's hypocritical. Yes, I get it. But when you're performing like that and it's a big night, I don't think you want anything to get in the way of that. Clearly, we see Dorinda, and of course she was provoked, once she was doing the Giovanni thing. Like, clearly, maybe Luann really just had the wherewithal to know that ahead of the game and just said, I want to keep it simple.
She clarified it pretty good.
And I think also that the cabaret show was already, like, the invites were out before the whole Columbia trip, so I don't think that really had anything to do with that. They didn't have bad blood at that time, but I'm more so, I didn't...
It's the day of.
When I was watching the show, the finale, and, you know, she didn't invite him, it bothered me, but actually watching it back on the reunion, I'm just like, yeah, well, why not? Like, who cares?
And
like,
if she said
it's a girl's night, then it's a girl's night. And I actually do believe her reasoning of, like, Dorinda attacked her, like, why isn't John invited, blah, 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 and she explains it, and then covering her bases, like, oh, well, maybe Tinsley's upset, let me see if Scott could come, and she probably knew Scott was out of town, or whatever, but, like, true. So, like, she probably just threw it out there, knowing he wasn't going
to
be there. Well,
Tinsley
so,
needs something, so she's like, I need to be in some kind of scene.
You always throw Tinsley a bone, but yeah. So I didn't, like, watching it now in the reunion, I think it's a lesser deal than it seemed on the finale.
Did John even want to come to the cabaret show?
I mean, it was more about
Dorinda saying she would want her man there.
Yeah.
But, like, if no one else had a man, then why do you care? Like,
and
if,
they were broken
Bethany
up, and all of a sudden they were back together, and she was like, John is in my life now,
if
and
Bethany
I want him to be there.
Bring Dennis, no one else had a date. Like, why do you need to bring somebody if it's a girl's night? You know?
I feel like she covered her tracks kind of well with the excuse. It was pretty good. And then I can also relate as a performer. I would not want to be getting texts about tickets and your boyfriend coming the day of when I'm singing. Like, I don't want to think about that.
There's other things she needs to be worrying
and
about.
And C, I also agree with Chelsea. Like, who cares? It's not that big of a deal. Those are my 3 points. Yeah. I can't decide on one of them, but...
Well, they all make sense, yeah.
But yeah, I just think it was something just to blow out of proportion. Dorinda's feelings were already hurt over the Columbia thing.
I will say that it was a little sticky, or like as you said, watching back, I was a little like, seeing how Carol and Tinsley had to, you know, force Dorinda to have that information to her. Mm-hmm. That on the second watching did bug me a little bit more than the first time. First time didn't bother me. I'm watching it now, and I was watching it with people who've never watched the show, family.
Yeah.
And we were like, they were like, oh my gosh, snakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they all love to do that to each other.
And I think, too, because Ramona tried to blame Bethany for trying to bring it up at the party, but then Bethany's response was, then why did Carol have to tell, why did Tinsley have to tell her right before the show? Like, come on.
I mean, it was a waste of 5 minutes of the reunion. I could have done without having to rehash that part.
That was
in addition to Tinsley's whole
piece was like,
yeah. Actually, well, let's take that and roll into also Ramona and the Tom invitation thing. I'm like, why are we talking about this? We've already proven and talked about how Ramona is awful sometimes.
And Ramona's awful.
And it's also hard, too, to have these conversations when they do revolve around Luann, and Luann's not there to contribute to it, you know, and everyone's speculating about, oh,
and
well,
he should have done an interview like he did, like when Kim Richards went to rehab and he had a one-on-one sit down with her.
You know what? Luann's already had her own special with Andy when he went to Sag Harbor.
I think they're gonna do that again, honestly.
Shockwaves through the country.
So what he could give us was a montage, and that's what he gave us. Lou is the glue, and that's what we saw from her starting off right in the beginning of the season, kind of acknowledging and letting everything out with Bethany saying, you're right. Yes, I was wrong. You're right. Let's start a friendship. And this actually bloomed into what we're seeing now. Bethany is now Luann's publicist and is speaking for her on her behalf, which was crazy because at points I felt like I could see Luann saying, say this for me, but it's all about delivery. And I feel like sometimes Bethany didn't deliver it in the best way.
Best delivery, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know
she's tactful.
I didn't say those words, but I will almost disagree completely. I thought I really loved Bethany in that role. Maybe it's because I couldn't picture who
else she was there for her, and she, I feel like she did do the right thing, and she's been there for her, but I feel like also kind of the way she worded it, she made it seem bad, and maybe it was bad, and she's just.
Well, I mean, they all made it sound bad.
Towards the end, when he threw all their sense about targeting
Luann. There were rumors of Luann, like, drinking at all of these events. Like, people were talking about it. It was in the news, and all of the girls knew she was drinking and stumbling and, like...
But I think they were trying to protect her at some point. They saw she was doing good. There's, like... All right, if she's gonna drink, just we're gonna look the other way for tonight. And then when it starts...
I think, too, Luann wouldn't want her to sugarcoat it, though.
Say it again.
Yeah. I don't think Luann would have wanted her to sugarcoat it.
And Bethany doesn't.
So Bethany gave it to everyone straight, told her what was going on, and I mean, it's the truth. Like, it's going to come out anyways, and Luann's been pretty honest with what happened before leading up to her second stint in rehab. So, I mean, especially when you're on a show like this, your whole life has to be transparency, and so I think with Bethany delivering, like, an update on Luann's behalf... She had to be transparent.
I guess you can't do like 98%. It's like, no. That other 2% needs to come out forward as well. This whole thing, so Ramona blamed it on like a blonde moment. Andy kind of laughs that she wasn't invited. I don't know. We've all talked about this. You guys are going off about Ramona in the chat. I just want to thank you guys for being in the chat and for supporting us, downloading us on iTunes, for listening to us. We really appreciate it. We're number 2 on the charts, and we really appreciate all that. So keep the comments coming. Yes. Hit that subscribe button and hit that thumbs up, and we really appreciate it. Queen Unicorn says in the chat, Dorinda was upset because John wasn't going to be at the same table as the girls, because eventually I think he was able to make it to the show if he could have, like, it was available for him. He just couldn't sit at the table.
Yeah, eventually Luann folded and was like, okay, he could come, but he can't sit with you guys. And then she still didn't like that.
And they were right in the middle, like right in front of the stage.
Is she going as a patron or is she going as a cast member? Like, you're not going to have everything exactly the way you and your man would have in a regular situation.
Yeah,
that's true. Right.
And then I know you're going to jump to it, but her chicken shit, Giovanni, and she, I didn't say it like that. That was where I lost so many points for Dorinda. It's like, at least just
Giovanni. It was funny. I heckled her. I was hurt
or something, but not, no, I really just said it like
she
this.
Thought she
Girl
was cute.
Not drunk, no. You guys. Dorinda was not drunk. How dare you?
I just sat down at the table. Oh, well, you know what? She believes at the end of the day, she's written, she's called, but she believes that they will come together. And Ramona goes, you will. Which is really, really interesting.
You know what's funny is, like, everyone's so pro-friendship on this show. Like, yeah, they'll be friends again. And I think even you Dorinda, will. When they brought up the Bethany and Carol thing, she's like, yeah, they'll be friends again. It's like, but you guys are jumping down each other's throat. Like, exactly. Let's be real.
That's egging them on.
That's this crew, probably other crews too, but this crew's biggest problem is that they don't let Carol get at Bethany. It's like, Dorinda, God, let her make her point. Why do you? Because then you've got two different arguments going, and that's the problem. And they all do it to each other. Yeah.
Well, one more thing before we go off Lou is that we did miss her, and seeing that whole montage just really proved that she is such an intricate part of the storylines, and not seeing her there just kind of, it was all off for me, and it's going to continue to be off because she's not there. That's just my opinion.
Can I ask you a question about Lou? Because I was watching with family who, this particular set of family has never seen the show. Maybe knows of Bethany or whatever, just by fame. And they got a kick of...
She just wants to be loved, Ronnie.
I get it. The people that I was with, they got a kick out of Luann and also were, like, a little bit bummed. Give me a description. How do you describe Luann? Because I was sitting there with family trying to say how regal she is. How do you describe Luann?
I can't describe Luann. You have to see her. That's why she's on TV. She's just the perfect example of the kind of older woman that I relate to when I go to a bar. You know what I mean? And the fact that she once had a title, and it wasn't really like a title, but she was just amping it up. She's just the best
to me. It's a fabulosity.
Even from the beginning, even like the not fabulous moments when she's like, don't introduce me to your driver as Luann. Like,
she mixes vulnerability and goofiness. Remember when she goes, oh, maybe I should start dating again. Oh, wait, no, I don't want to start dating again. Like, she mixes vulnerability with this regal thing.
I don't think she does vulnerability at all.
I was just going to say, I just love her when she gets drunk.
I don't find
when
her she's gotten
caught having sex and try to cover it up with the pirates, like the affairs. Like, that's Luann to me. The drinking, the talking in French, her falling everywhere. That's Luann.
It's over the top. Yeah.
She's great. And she's a party. Yeah. She's extra. She's a countess. She's fabulous. We give Tinsley a montage to remind us that she was here this season. Scott and her are together now. And we bring up dating. We bring up tears. We bring up sperm and eggs. And we bring up Dale, Tinsley's mom. And she sees herself engaged in a year. Downfall. Quickly, let's talk about Tinsley.
Quickly.
I think, again, she's cursing herself. You can't, if you guys are off and on, off and on, off and on, you can't say that you see yourselves.
And her even trying to explain, like, well, I'm an adult, so I'm allowing us to have this so relationship. Yeah. I was like, what does that even
mean?
You
know, like,
you're allowing him. She's like, I dated too. I'm like, you said you forcibly, like, went out one time.
Yeah. Like, you're literally allowing him to be in an open relationship where he comes and goes and, like, gets to screw his side hoes and, like, it's just
good for him. It works for someone that owns huge companies. Like, it's very CEO of him.
I guess when he's paying for your penthouse, like, he can have a hoe on the
side. Hey, how dare you say that about
her. Proving that. Sometimes a chubby guy does win.
And I think, too, if it's like, if you guys are having real fights and the only reason why you're breaking up is because of distance, why not fix the distance? There's obviously something going on that neither of you really want to be committed to each other, it's a one-sided thing. It's an easy fix. Like, you don't have a job, move to Chicago. Like, I can't.
It's the hardest thing to sympathize.
She really doesn't.
You know, for us, you know, who are out here working and trying to make a living and also trying to find love and all that good stuff, like, it's so hard to sympathize with her problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say this. I would rather see Dale, just like Catherine on Southern Charm, I'd rather see Dale come in there and be part of the show than Tinsley. She just doesn't bring enough for me. We gave her two chances, and she served her purpose.
Yeah. And who's going to be her friend now that Carol's gone next season?
You're very true.
Sonia.
They barely like each other, I feel like, now.
Well, even though Tinsley was there, we still have a lot to talk about Luann, because Countess and Friends. Hashtag Countess and Friends. Even though the montage was dark, present or not, we're going to talk about it. The lawsuit with the kids, it seems like, is what pushed her over the edge. And Bethany was with her over the weekend, and she revealed that this rehab was kind of imposed by her closest friends and family. Bravo TV is recently reporting, as of a couple minutes ago, that Bethany is the source of why she went to rehab. Reaching, Bravo, reaching. Bethany and her are friends, and she reveals something that really kind of touched me. She reveals that at the end of the day, like, Luann is just someone that wants to be loved, and what do we think about that little short thing?
See, that's where I think we don't see vulnerability from Luann because of everything that they
don't. You guys don't see vulnerability?
Not at all.
Oh, I've always have a little. No. A little smidge.
Because I think, just like they were saying, she's always someone that wants to be loved. She, like, when the Countess left her and was doing all those things that, like, that really broke her, we never saw that side of her.
It's true.
You know? So
she's
Vulnerable was, like, cussing out a cop on a...
To me, it's just a big facade. Like, how I would describe Luann is, she's this big, like, regal, egotistic, like, human being, but to me it's just a facade, and it's like covering up something that she's not fully secure about, and that's, you know, not having a family and, like, or having her family together and whatnot. So that's it.
Well,
was
she
sad,
shouldn't
but
be
it was,
keeping money from her kids then.
Yeah, I also agree with that.
Well I feel like stuff happens, and at the end of the day, Bethany revealed that she would never want that to actually go down, so she's going to do everything in her power to rectify it, so that's not the case.
Can I ask you guys two questions? One, what was it that they went to a commercial and came back that Ramona was implied to have done something to also set her off? That was my first question. Do you guys, what set her off?
Or Ramona was talking about a night when she got really drunk
At someone's party.
She got asked to leave.
Oh, okay.
And because of how drunk she was. And then there's another party where she got really drunk.
The Beacon is a theater in New York City, and she said she was at the Beacon and she was asked to leave because she sat down, put her head on someone's lap, and lifted up her legs. It's a theater. So I'm not sure, like, how that kind of went down. I'm not sure.
And then were there rumors that she was drinking a lot before the cabaret show? Because they brought that up, too.
Sonia defended her
and said that she wasn't. Yeah. But Andy said she seemed off.
I wanted to say, too, you guys, it's like we want to be her, not us, but the cast wants to be her good girlfriend while...
Do they? I don't think they do.
I think they do.
Well, they all said they did. They all said they did.
When it's convenient,
thorns.
Yeah.
Surrender.
Okay. A rose full of thorns.
Yeah. I guess I was going to do devil's advocate for the women, because I was going to say, like, even within friends of myself, and I'm sure with you guys too, like, you sometimes are looking from afar and you don't necessarily see what's actually going on. So I'm doing a little bit of defense for all of them for maybe not stepping in, because that was brought up a little bit today too. Like, if you guys all saw what was going on, why didn't you step in?
But they all kind of shared that they had seen her and noticed signs, and I think the only one that said that she didn't see it was Carol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
I truly believe she was doing well.
Yeah.
But you guys have never been in a situation where you're like, oh my gosh, I missed the warning signs. I care about this person deeply.
I mean, how did Ramona miss the warning signs?
They all have so many signs.
I don't trust Ramona, so let's
take her out of the equation. Signs of what you should not be doing once you reach this certain part in your alcoholism. We literally go step by step, text through text, which was ridiculous, through Carol and Bethany's timeline, from summer to filming, and Andy can't even figure out what went wrong because we literally went through everything. I don't believe Carol when she says, I wanted it to come back to normal. I don't believe you, girl. I'm sorry.
I also think it was Cassandra's fault, whoever Cassandra is.
I love that Cassandra. She's like a fashion... She works in fashion.
She's out here in L.A.
I hate her. She destroyed Bethany and Carol. She's the reason for
this. Let's get into it. Bethany and Carol part two showdown. You both bashed each other. Cue the montage, because Andy had to show us this montage before the words came out of Carol's mouth, because we were all expecting it. We all said in the trailer, we all know that Carol's going to tell Andy, you're full of shit. So we were like, so Andy's like, here's this beautiful montaging displaying how both women have bashed each other. Thoughts, panelists?
Carol
or Bethany, team first, and then go into it.
Oh, I mean, we know what team Chelsea's on.
No, you guys are being so dramatic.
Come on, be nice.
I'm team nobody, because I think they're just both really immature and just being really stupid and not being accountable for what actually went on in their friendship. I will say, at the beginning of the whole demise, when Carol was in Los Angeles, I do kind of understand, if you're, like, taking care of a friend whose husband just died, why you would be kind of distant from things outside of the situation that you're handling at that current moment.
True, but I also feel like if you were a good friend, wouldn't you you bring those innermost like difficult situations to your best friend. So
I know, but this isn't her information to share. Like this is Cassandra, like you know, so it's like you can't really go to that. And then at the same time, she said we could talk about this when I'm back in New York. Like I'm handling the situation right now. Like to me, that I'd be too emotionally stressed to deal with Bethany wanting to like figure out our friendship, this friend that's dealing with her husband dying, and whatever other details are going on with that. So I understand her pushing that off to the side in that moment. But when they got back to New York, it just felt like maybe there were things being said behind each other's back. I don't know, but it just felt like it just never got back.
Maybe
on
by
track.
That point it was done. Like she, if she would have given her a bone while she was in Los Angeles, maybe it wouldn't have gotten to that point. Because if you listen to the text, it's like little texts, and I can see how those can become annoying. Mm-hmm. But I can also see the desperation. It's like, well, fine, I know you're busy, but I just want to go back to normal, and I just miss you, and you're just being cold. Like, those text messages, reading between the lines, that says, I am desperate for your attention. If Carol would have just been like, look, I love you. We're going to be fine. My friend's husband just died. That, to me, would have been like,
okay,
perfect.
I feel
okay,
like she
perfect.
Did say that.
But you have to put it into Bethany a couple times. Yeah. Like, girl, listen, we're good. When someone is feeling insecure about something, you want to kind of just get them out of that.
I don't know. I think in that...
Talk them off the ledge, so
to
speak.
In that situation, I think I'm more on Carol's side, because I just... I wouldn't...
In that situation?
In that situation. How is that going to be?
We all have that inner saboteur, and sometimes when we're feeling desperate and in our own feelings of insecurity, you need someone to give you a little something. And that's like her best friend.
I don't understand. So why aren't you guys understanding... Like, why is Bethany not at fault for badgering someone that's... currently trying to be a good friend to somebody else.
I wouldn't
else.
Say she's badgering her.
Well, I would have came back to LA and been like, by the way, don't appreciate the millions of texts. Like, you're ridiculous, but I love you.
I don't think she would. I agree with Zach.
I don't know.
I don't think she was
They're
badgering.
They're both wrong. Just like everybody's
like
a drunk.
That's why I'm not on anyone's side. No, but I
really think Carol was like 80% wrong here.
But they both bashed each other. They're
both
wrong.
They both bashed each other, yes. They both had faults, but I feel like the big...
But
like,
Bethany
Carol
reached out so many times, don't you
and
think?
And, like, really tried and, like, really showed that she was interested, and Carol was just, like, not
exactly.
having it. She's like, no.
She put her heart on the table, and Carol was like...
Carol was
I
a
think
cold
overall,
crow.
I think that Carol was just drained from the friendship. And whether or not that means they're actually true friends... Or how deep their friendship
think
actually
Carol
was.
Like too
I just think that like Bethany demanded too much of her time and attention that she just didn't.
Carol wasn't too busy to cut her hair and upgrade her fashion and get a whole
life.
New wardrobe.
Like, what's wrong
and,
with like, her? Like, living just, her own life? Is she supposed to do that for Bethany? Like, what?
We've all gone into fights with our friends where we're like, I can't even deal with you. Like, you're too much. I'm really, really upset. But I feel like when you see someone... just begging for your love, and they throw everything out, and they're like, I'm sorry. Ah! She literally could not stop crying because Carol would not even look at her.
Yeah.
So I feel like in that sense, even if you're so over that person, you still care about that person. You might be mad, but the reason you're mad is because you love that person so much. So remember about the love part and just be like, look, I can't deal with you, but I also don't want you freaking out like an insane lunatic. And let me give you a little bit of a bone here. Like, maybe we'll talk about this later. Like, we're good right now.
And
I don't know.
Also, I'm so confused as to why Bethany became a bully all of a sudden when literally everything we saw this season is what we've seen from her since the beginning. She says snarky, you know,
we can't use that word.
I hate when people use that word,
bullying around.
Like, Dorinda's literally yelling at Sonia, telling her to shut her mouth, and, like, they're, like, all ganging up on Bethany, and yet Bethany's the bully in all of this.
I think Carol feels that way because now it's finally directed towards her.
Yeah.
It's never been directed
totally.
Towards her before, so now she feels as if Bethany's this mean girl, she's this, she's that.
Yeah. Carol's like, I'm just telling the truth.
Her.
And Bethany's like, what do you think I've been doing? I've been shooting it straight like.
And
like
I mean, I will
say
I do find it interesting that Carol doesn't see what she says as insulting and how she uses it as it's the truth.
Liar, narcissist.
Yeah, like those things are hurtful.
When someone's going to be right, they have to be accountable and say at the same time, I've been an a-hole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have been so bad and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you've been bad, too. Right. But instead, she's like, no, you are horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just telling the truth. Like,
no, you've been saying some nasty things, too. They both haven't taken accountability for why their friendship
why
is
not
the
use the word bullying, though? I feel like there's really people out there that that word is very, very sensitive, and there's people out there going through some issues. You guys are on a television show. This is entertainment. Stop.
Right.
Like, real bullying is, like, so much more, like, in depth, and there's, like, malice behind it, and it's just, like...
So Team Bethany?
And there's, like... is that even a question?
Ronnie?
See, okay. I know what team I'm on, Chelsea.
I'm indifferent. I think they're both
wrong. I like the layers. I think you should be able to change, but in this case, you guys, I'm 100% Bethany.
I totally agree about the changing thing.
And the reason, like Wendy Williams says, because I'm a woman and I could change... You don't... Okay, you don't remember that part. she literally says that on every episode. But secondly, here's my issue with Carol. When it did come push come to shove, she had stated, or Bethany provoked it by saying, hey, if I was such a narcissist, like, what's up? And then I felt like Carol goes, well, you were kind of like that before, and I pushed it to the side. So I feel like we're going into the situation with a passive-aggressive issue
by
Carol.
I felt like that was a dig. Carol dug Bethany. Mm-hmm. When she said, why am I just now a narcissist?
She's like, well, you've always kind of been like that. I just never thought of it.
Yeah, like, I thought that was,
dig
like,
or
a
not,
snarky...
But it makes me feel like some... Like, here's why I do
she's
love
been
it.
An animosity for a while, and it's been brewing. That's what you're saying?
Yeah,
it's
like,
been, like,
and
a
this
slow
is why
boil.
We love. This is why we love Bethany, because she lays her cards on the table. And I really feel what happened this season was Bethany tried, and Carol faux tried, and that's why we saw Bethany cry so much, because Bethany doesn't have a lot of relationships, so it mattered more. And I think we're seeing that Carol actually has not wanted to try, because now that we're able to question her, Andy's able to question her, it's like, no, she's given up long time ago. Some of her facts aren't in line, and now that Bethany sees what time it is, we're gonna see the, you know, previews of next episode when Bethany's like, Bethany will treat you different if she doesn't have a stake in it. And I think Carol is learning that you know, she had that advantage, and Bethany was giving her that.
Let's get into finish up, please.
Carol also, like would entertain her, like, briefly, momentarily, and have these conversations, with which led Bethany to believe that things were getting better, and then Carol would continue to shut her out.
Like the last episode, why couldn't they kind of write on that note, well, when everything comes out, refreshes
everything.
It's like a refresh button. Everything
it's
just
not.
Restarts.
And I also think the Adam thing is very pivotal in all this, too. I really feel like that started a lot. It had Carol feeling like, you went behind my back, and Bethany admitted that this was a bad situation. It was philanthropic.
Maybe it made Carol feel a certain kind of way.
So she should have said it.
Yeah.
And that's her problem.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's talk about the very end situation, because something happens at the very end of the screening that we've all been waiting for in the previews, and it's something that speaks volumes, because everything that they show on this show is on purpose. You have to think about the fact that they filmed this for about 8 to 10 hours. They're giving us, roughly without commercials, about 43 minutes. Every single second counts, even when we don't think it counts. So sometimes when I watch the episode over again, I catch stuff that I didn't catch in the first time, or sometimes I see things differently. I was really trying to focus in and watch this last part a couple times, because I really wanted to be neutral. I didn't want to just go in and say Andy was biased, he's been biased, because I really feel like, especially Reunion Special Part 1, last episode, he was completely biased. But here's what I'm going to say before Carol threw out the "you're full of crap" comment to Andy, and "are you scared of her?" Because I thought it was completely disrespectful. Andy acknowledged everything that Carol said on her list to Bethany. He literally recited it to her, basically acknowledging Carol's defense so she wouldn't feel like it was all Bethany's thing. I feel like he acknowledged both sides, so I feel like when he just tried to set the peace by saying you both bashed each other, Carol just turned disrespectful. I did not like that. Thoughts about this before we move on to our other segments called Topics, News and Gossip, and Tweets?
I didn't like it. I think she got brave. I think she got a little too brave, and, like, now she's fired. Like, end of point.
Do you think she was frustrated?
I think she was. I think obviously it is, like you said, an 8 to 10 hour shoot. And a lot of things get cut out, and I feel like things just escalated, and maybe Andy was badgering her a little bit more. I don't know, but I just feel like she got frustrated and, like, pushed to a point where she just set, like, snapped.
And the season was also the truth and authentic, but I think there was a lot of arcing for Carol to go at Bethany. And when you're in a thing where it's, like, three women here, and Andy in the middle, everything's a little more natural. So I think why she was getting panicky is the same reason Ramona would get panicky, and in the last season she said, I hate that I'm the only one that goes up against Bethany. And Carol didn't see that. When you're filming, we've all filmed on a show, when you're filming a show or a season, like, you get gassed by the producers, so you get, like, pushed and prodded. This was equal, and so I think her first reaction to be so mean to Andy was just because she was like, why am I the only one who have to fight against her in an authentic way? And she did panic.
And really she watched the show. And we're all like, Bethany gave you everything and you gave her nothing. That's pretty much the consensus. Either that or they just love Carol. Carol did no wrong. And Carol finally snapped at Andy because he has been so team Bethany. And I even read a tweet that I love that said that they get high together. How amazing is that?
Bethany and Andy?
Yes.
Oh my God.
He's like, of course he's doing that. He pays their paychecks and their friends. They probably get high together.
There's rumors there have been rumors going on that a lot of the cast felt that production and Bravo favored Bethany to begin with. So I think that's probably where that came from also, where it's like they already feel like she's the golden housewife,
but
that, like, it just came out.
Here's my point to people saying, like, oh, this is the Bethany show, like, oh, it's all about Bethany. It's like, well, if you were as interesting, as relevant, and you brought as much to the show, you would be the Bethany of the show.
She's
too.
She's a fully
so
loaded
step
gun.
Down.
Yeah, I for certain dropped off one of, you know, lightly. I mean, I watched, but I didn't watch completely those.
I didn't watch it.
You know, with the hairdresser girl and the two twins. Like, I mean, I tried, but I couldn't hold on. I mean, Bethany does bring all what you say to the table.
She does. Her and Luann.
Well,
and Sonia, my darling Sonia. I still really do like her.
She was so in this reunion.
She's so not going to be invited to the Christmas party. She's so not going to come. And with that, let's get into our new topic called Topics. We're blaming it on the alcohol, guys. Because that's what it's about. Drinking on a reality show, the pros and cons. Here's the thing about this. The New York franchise season specifically, I feel like all of them have drank excessively. And they've all gotten certain kind of deals out of it, some punishments. Let's talk about this. I've gotten some tweets about this. People are saying, we have celebrated Luann's drinking. The reunion and Bravo are encouraging Dorinda's denial. And last season, we absolutely tore Sonia to shreds about her drinking. What do we think about the hypocrisy in the production and the Twitter and the feelings and how they're being portrayed on TV? What do we think about all of this drinking on TV?
I think my biggest issue, and we talk a lot about Dorinda, but I think my biggest issue out of three of them is Luann. Specifically because... I brought this up earlier in the season when it first all happened. She was a woman of color, or if it was anything else, or a woman of a lower class, or whatever, she would have been treated totally differently by those officers, and totally differently in her court situation. And
there was a privilege in the
situation. There was a privilege, and even after the fact, it was praised, and like, oh, you're so... Like, and I think Dorinda
the famous
even...
thing.
Yeah, and Dorinda made a good point. She was like, she didn't go to rehab because she felt like she had to. She went to rehab to make it look good.
That's a hard statement, but it is kind of true.
Yeah.
And later on, the women or somebody ended up calling Luann out, saying one of the problems she had is that she had sort of like a rise to success. So it was almost like a way to wash out what truly actually happened. My cabaret show is going amazing. And she hadn't got balance yet.
And so that's her you know, issue with drinking is the one I think that bothers me the most. Even though Dorinda denies it and we all think she is a drunk, I think
Dorinda's the only one that hurts people, though.
Yeah.
She like really hurts people's feelings.
Mean.
But I feel like Luann's is more of a societal issue with drinking that like and handling
and I
like,
agree with
what
you
with
said.
The court system and stuff like that, where it's just if it was anybody else with like less money or of a different race or whatever, it would have been treated totally differently. And we wouldn't be saying like, oh, bravo to you. Like, it'd be, you know. So, yeah, that's my thought. my two cents.
You're very right. If it was Basketball Wives, it would be a different situation, yeah. Potentially. I love that show as well. What do I think about the drinking? I guess at some point you have to put your big girl panties on in the situation. Just because everything that all of these shows do is situationally very challenging. So how much can production be responsible for you? You do know by being a drunk bat on these shows, you get a good edit. So if that's what you want, you have to take those,
I've heard Dorinda's edit was nice, by the way. I heard Dorinda's edit was, they were trying to make it look
not as bad as it was.
Not as bad, because I heard that.
Wow.
They were very nice with her edit. This is from Andy Cohen's ex-lover, who is on his Sirius show.
Oh, Jonathan.
John Hill. John Hill is the one that said they were very nice with Dorinda's edit, and you know he knows the tea.
Zach, what do you think? It sounds like you got the tea, too.
I know. I need
insider to over here.
To John Hill. I think, like, look, Sonia would get drunk and she would take her clothes off and be silly and be fun. And, like, we ripped her apart. I feel like
we loved it and then ripped her apart.
We loved it, exactly. And it's so convenient. It's based off of who we want to pick on this week. And in this case, we were in an alliance and had Dorinda's back. And so we were going to forget things and pretend that things weren't as bad as they actually were.
Yep.
When, like, nobody would want to be caught in Dorinda's crossfire had they actually been there with her drunk.
Yeah, we might have backed down from it.
Let's get into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Chelsea.
First things first, we'll go with Luann. She looked that beautiful mugshot. Yes. Speaking about her drunkenness and her arrest on
Luann,
Christmas Eve. She finally has a sentence passed down, and she will be avoiding jail time and is limited to just probation. So, and these were felony charges that she was facing too. So, just probation. She's out scotch free. All the charges are now dismissed. Yes, and then we have Vicki Gunvalson posted an interesting photo on her Instagram. This yesterday or today.
Yeah, I saw this.
We see Cynthia Bailey. We see the woman from Matchmaking.
Patty
and then we
Stanger.
Also Patty Singer. And then we also see Jill Zarin.
That's Patty.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And so they're all out here in Los Angeles, but it feels as if they were taping a Bravo promo that Jill was featured in, maybe?
And on reruns, they were running old Jill episodes. I mean, early seasons,
yeah,
but they might be pushing us to something.
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't feature a friend of the housewife in a Bravo promo.
True, crazy.
We
well,
she's not just having lunch.
Yes, yes. So that is our news and gossip.
We'll be doing that same news for Orange County show next week because we have to talk about that.
Yes.
Wow, what a crazy episode. So next week, we resurrect Get Off My Jock. What do we think about what we're going to see for the next episode? I guess we'll do some sort of predictions.
Yeah, we could.
Very quickly, because we have to read the tweets. What do you think is going to happen at the end of next week?
Okay.
Very quickly.
Just Bethany's going to continue to rise because it's not like the episode or the season where she was actually invested in a relationship. It's over, so she's going to let down the gauntlet. I think my darling Sonia is going to be funny. I think Ramona needs to bring a little bit more entertainment because she's being very boring on this episode. And the other three, I just don't care about as much. No diss.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more Carol and Bethany. They're going to continue. I actually will say that I like that Bethany's really held her own the entire reunion, and I think she's going to be the one that comes out shining in the end.
I actually disagree. I feel like Sonia's been the bad one for this episode, not so much Ramona. But I think that there might be a moment between Dorinda and Bethany that I am looking forward to, that they kind of...
Oh, they did allude to that.
She slurred her words a little bit there.
Again, I think she's drunk, but still, next moment.
I think, you know, I'm actually going to play off what you just said. I totally agree with you with the Sonia thing. I love Sonia. I don't feel like she's being the real Sonia. She's piggybacking off of Bethany, kind of hiding behind Bethany. Yeah, you were! And, like, kind of going back.
Yeah,
like, I'm not really feeling it.
Isn't Dorinda doing that with Carol, though, too?
No, I feel like Dorinda's, Sonya...
No, she's in the crossfire.
Like,
come
Sonya's
on.
Main purpose is to be Bethany's, like, bulldog, and she's
was,
just, like, a chihuahua. She's
there was even
off.
A moment tonight where Bethany was, like, encouraging her. Like, she
yeah.
said something under her
breath.
Yeah,
she
and
did.
And Bethany's like, say it, like,
yeah.
what did you just say? Like, say it. And she, like, wouldn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She's afraid of
did
something.
You guys have a problem with them becoming friends again? Because I certainly
no,
did.
No,
I didn't.
A lot of people did.
Bethany does that after she rips you apart. She feels bad. She goes back and has a friendship with you. Sonya, Luann.
It's like she has to put you
half
in
of those Mona. Things. I wouldn't say half of those things.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, it takes two to tango. So with that, let's get into our tweets.
Oh, da 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 da.
Just love to dance.
I know. We like a dancing show. We spend about a good 3 minutes dancing.
Yeah.
So the tweets are really good. It kind of involves like a little news because Bethany breaks her silence, not with the thank you note she sent out to everyone for the Dennis Shields thing. I'm talking about actual words. This is what she said. It's hard to breathe and I appreciate you giving me the space and support to try to do so. It's excruciating. Sudden death is no closure and constant questions and memories. Our relationship is current, and so it's painfully raw, trying to stay healthy and move through it with tears and close friends. XO. Rest in peace, Dennis Shields.
Yes.
What do we think about this?
It's sad, and I think they just released a report that they don't know the cause of his death still. And so
wow.
it is heartbreaking.
Page Six knows it.
Page Six knows everything.
But I'm happy to see that she signed back on for another season. Because I thought that she may not after.
Yeah, that's
just,
actually news too. Bethany
right.
has officially signed on for season 11.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a more human side of her in the next season because
probably.
She's like grieving
it's a
and really
yeah,
going
yeah,
yeah.
I just think no matter which housewife we love or hate, it's when this is a serious thing. Who was the one with the husband that committed suicide in Beverly Hills? Like I didn't necessarily love her.
Yeah.
She wasn't really amusing
everyone
to
hates
me.
Taylor,
but when these
yeah,
things happen,
no,
it's tough because it's real life. And you also wonder how big the show plays in, you know,
into what
it's
happens.
Rough. It's yeah. rough.
It's
so,
rough.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of. The show gets rough, people get rough, and people tweet at the show, people tweet at the housewives. Carol usually blocks everybody, but she's answering everyone's tweets tonight, so make sure to tweet her. And
did
tweet
you tweet her?
At it. I didn't tweet her. I didn't want to get blocked.
You better give her something, Leah.
I haven't tweeted everybody else, but follow me at Hollywood Leah and check it out. But we're reading more tweets, and this one says, for Carol, dearest Carol, I don't think it really mattered what Bethany said about Dorinda's drinking. I think Dorinda's actions and words while drunk off her gourd and when we could she did plenty of talking. So basically Dorinda's drunk talking did plenty of talking. Carol responds to it and says, oh please, I'm so sick of this. Dorinda got drunk, angry a few times through 5 months, it's really, really far, sorry guys. 5 months of
filming.
There we go. Of filming a stressful show. So she was called names and what does that say?
Denigrated.
I think she tried to put disintegrated the entire season on a TV show. Luann in real life assaults a police officer, lands in jail, and continues to drink, and she is celebrated. Stop.
One time.
That.
It happened
Chelsea said
one
that.
Time.
I mean, yeah, but I think she's wrong in her first part, too, with, like, you know, she shouldn't be behaving that way if she's drinking and getting angry, but also to that point is, yeah, we celebrate Luann for... You know,
I love Lou.
Super quick because I know we're out of time. I did want to say I was a little touched with the Carol, although she was trying to do a drop the mic moment when she revealed maybe I would have had a child had
yeah.
my husband not passed away. I think it was more.
It was a perfect line to make everybody feel bad.
But
that's it's true.
It's
yeah.
true.
But
so
that's
I,
not
so,
how
so,
Bethany
so,
meant it.
So my question. Anyways, I had an emotion.
Go,
that's it.
Zach, these are your tweets, Lou.
Yeah, this one's from Bravo Boy at the Bravo _ Boy. He said, Carol, Dorinda, and Ramona coming for Bethany, and it is the witches from Hocus Pocus. And that's literally what they were. And Lee, we were talking about this. Ramona was Sarah Jessica Parker.
She was.
And then the ringleader was Carol. And then...
The other one's my favorite.
That Miller's the one. Yeah.
The chubby one, yeah.
She's an incredible character actress. She's an incredible character actress from Rat Race and lots of other movies.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like maybe the Greek franchises as well, right? My Greek Wedding, she's in those. isn't she? Yeah.
Kathy yeah. Najimy? She I don't think so.
No, sorry.
No?
She okay, was right. in. She was in Sister, Sister Act. Act. That's for sure.
Sister Act. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, Sister Act. She's incredible in Sister Act. She's iconic. All right, go. Sorry.
All right, okay, so this is, I believe, the last one. When Carol tells Andy he's full of you know what, I saw in his eyes the exact moment that he decided to fire her.
Yep.
I saw it like a couple weeks ago, but it really landed tonight.
Yeah. Oh my God. I saw like the lasers in his eyes just like pierced her old soul.
Well, when she said, I think like
don't
when
you
she said.
Don't age shame
her. Don't you age shame.
Don't I'm you age shame her.
We already did when you said, happy birthday, 55. No, it really
See,
was her
she
birthday.
She should be trying on coffins.
The thing is, when she said, you're full of shit to Andy Cohen, he was like genuinely shocked. But then when she twisted the knife by saying, what, are you scared of Bethany too? He was like, no, he threw shade back. Mm. Like, you know what? You're so not invited to the Bravo Christmas party. You're not getting the contract renewed, and you ain't getting a bonus.
Yeah. I think she was set off because Bethany goes, you don't have a career. And while we know she had a career back in the day, I think she is set off with that. I think that one really bugs her.
I think she's set off because she really doesn't have a career currently.
No, because she's had a prestigious career. She was a journalist.
Who, Carol?
Yeah.
No, 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 wait, you're not hearing me.
She's retired
lady. That's not what I'm saying, because I never do that. I give credit, which we're credit to back in the day. But I do think there's a situation. But that doesn't bother me either, because if she was somebody.
She won a Peabody.
Yeah, if she was somebody, she was somebody. So I have no issue with that. What I am saying is why it hurt her.
I don't know
because
what that is, but it's important.
Because she has an identity situation that is really hurting her, where she doesn't know where she stands in this space.
She
That's
thinks she's
why
45.
We're going to talk about it next episode. Aww. That is our show. Make sure to come back and watch, because it's free content and it's really good content. Plus,
yes.
We're cute.
You mean we're not charging $9.99? What?
And we break it down for you guys every single episode.
Send me a cash app.
We work very, very hard.
Cash
we want to thank Ronnie for coming in.
Yay.
And seeing us, Ronnie, quickly, what do you want to promote?
Just don't follow me, but if you do, it's at @randomlyrj. And I'm fantastic, and I'll be in New York again soon.
Done. I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach, and my podcast is #NoFilter with Zach Peter on all major podcast networks. Chelsea.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones, and you can follow me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones and everything else that I'm
it's
doing.
It's her first time here.
Everything else I'm doing at ChelseaStarkJones.com. Woo!
Guys, I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. You can find me on all the things at Hollywood Leon. Check out the blog we have. It's rubbing off on me.
I think I'm going to follow your stories, because your stories are about to get, and I don't say this word, your stories are about to get
lit.
Oh!
Bye, After Buzzers. Follow me.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.